Warning, if you don't like creepy crawlers, this episode of PMK will really bug you, right?
I get the buzz on making honey.
Here's a bee stinging me.
It can be a dangerous job. Then I get an assignment that really sucks. Blood, that is. I go to a leech farm. Charlie shows us how to get the drop on bugs. When Charlie's bug collecting, no stone is left unturned.
It's a nice place to visit, but I wouldn't want to live there.
And cockroaches can run, but they can't hide when Tyler the Exterminator is on the job.
This could be their leader. Give it to me.
Hey, I'm flying. Well, you came to the right show.
It's Popular Mechanics for Kids.
Creepy Crawlers.
Alicia.
And I'm Tyler, and this is the Creepy Crawlers episode of Popular Mechanics for Kids.
We're here at the Insectarium in Montreal, where they have just about every kind of insect you can think of.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. Hey, if you think I'm scared of bugs, I'm not.
Okay.
So let's not talk about it anymore. I mean, why would a giant hissing cockroach the size of your fist make me nervous anyway?
Look at this millipede. It's huge.
You see, if I was scared of bugs, the fact of having all those legs crawling on my skin would really bother me, but it doesn't.
Want to hold it?
Sure. Here you go.
Awesome.
Ooh. You can take it off, you know.
Okay. Well, I'm pretty surprised.
About what? That a millipede wouldn't bother me?
Well, the millipede. Oh, but also letting that tarantula crawl all over your arm. See, now that would freak me out a little. Let me just go see what else there is around here.
Bye,
Alicia.
Alicia!
This is the famous house where hungry bloodsuckers live. No, the Dracula family hasn't moved into the neighborhood, but it's just as freaky. This is a leech farm.
That's right, leeches, and thousands of them. But they don't breed them to freak people out.
These little guys help doctors when they operate on people.
That doesn't mean you could sit in a tank full of these things. You'd end up looking like a ringer.
Some dry of all your blood.
Hi, Tyler. I'm about to clean a leech tank, and I really could use your help. So what do you think?
Okay.
Are you scared?
No.
Well, maybe you should be. They have an anesthesia in their system, so that when they go to bite you, you won't feel it.
Okay.
There you go. Oh. Now he has suction at both ends. And he only bites at one end, and that's the head.
Okay.
It goes looking for a blood meal.
Okay.
If you keep him moving, it'll take him a while to bite you. Well, good. You're really getting the hang of it. We're going to be busy here, and you need to keep these guys in the tank. They're starting to get out already. Look.
Oh, okay. Oh, boy. Down.
Leeches can suck up blood 5 times their body weight in just 20 minutes. For me, that's like drinking a 500-pound strawberry milkshake. These are two identical leeches. The bottom one is hungry and looking for blood. The top one just ate. Look at him. He could survive without eating again for a full year. It's this incredible thirst for blood that makes them so useful. When you lose a body part, like a finger, the blood goes bad. So doctors use leeches to suck on the finger's veins so bad blood doesn't reach the heart when a finger gets reattached.
And when a hospital needs leeches, they give us a call, and we need to get them to them very quickly.
The leeches will die if they're not kept in a cool, damp place. This cooler does the job.
There.
Okay, it looks good. Now you're all set. You need to hurry and take it to the airport.
We've only got 12 hours to get the leeches to the hospital, or else the patient might lose his finger for good. This needs to go to the address ASAP.
Is it medical supply?
Yeah, it's from the biofarm. It contains live leeches.
Oh, in that case, we'll ship it first class.
Wait a second. These little buggers get to fly first class? Can you believe it? These worms get better seats than I do. Now that sucks. In one corner, the TV host. In the other, 100,000 cockroaches. Only one of us is coming out of the house alive.
Ouch!
That's later on PMK. They hide under your home. Thousands of them. Their hard, saw-toothed jaws work like shears to bite off bits of wood. Their soft, squishy bodies have enzymes inside so they can digest the wood. They crawl back for more and more and more. Termites are the number one destroyers of homes, more destructive than fire. So who do you call when you have termites? The pest control guy. He sets his bait and traps, and the battle begins. And a difficult battle it is. The queen termite lays one egg every 15 seconds. The pest control guy refills his poison traps. Until it's total colony elimination. Your home is safe, or is it? These are no ordinary worms. Out of their mouths come one of the world's most expensive materials. For 5 weeks straight, all they do is eat, eat, eat these mulberry leaves. Then they spit out a liquid that hardens when it hits the air. That hardened liquid is silk. The silkworm spins itself into a cocoon of silk. To get threads, the cocoon is put in boiling water. As much as 900 meters or 3,000 feet of thread can come from a single cocoon. Several threads wind together to get a single silk thread large enough for weaving. Look at that! A worm made it!
Here you go. Take them. See, it's not so bad, is it?
No, for a creepy, disgusting bug, it's pretty okay.
See, insects are more scared of you than you are of them.
Really? Well, I'm scared of sharks, but I don't go crawling on them while they're asleep.
Well, this one won't crawl on you while you're sleeping unless you live in Australia. So how is it?
Isn't there a place in the building where we don't hold bugs, but just step on them?
You know, the ecosystem really depends on insects. Without them, we'd be in a lot of trouble.
Actually, this guy's kind of cute.
Here, you want me to take him?
Okay. Here, there we go.
See? So how do you feel about bugs now?
Better, but I think I'm gonna step out for some air, though.
Wait a second, Tyler. That's not the way out. That's where they keep the giant cockroaches. To be or not to be, that is my adventure today.
Bees can sting you, but if you treat them right, they'll make you yummy honey. Bees can't see white. That's why I'm wearing this outfit.
Look at them all. There's 60,000 bees in this beehive.
So we'll just take this box off here.
Unlike the round hives that bees would normally make for themselves, these man-made hives are square. They're designed to make it easy to get the honey out.
This may look like chaos, but it's really very organized.
Every bee has a specific job in the hive. The worker bee makes the honeycomb. The drone's only job is, well, to try and get the queen pregnant. The drone is the only bee that doesn't have a sting.
Every hive is ruled by a female, the queen bee.
That's her with the red dot. She's also known as the mother bee because she's the only one that lays eggs, up to 1,500 a day, one at a time into these little cells. And after a while, one more bee for the honey factory.
The natural instinct of the bees is to protect the colony. And when we open the colony, they sense a danger, so they'll sting.
Peter told me about a way we can keep the bees from stinging so that we can collect the honey.
We use smoke from the smoker, and the bees think there's a fire in the hive, and they fill themselves up with honey in their belly, and when their belly is full, they can't bend themselves to sting us.
Even with the smoke, they still do sting sometimes.
Okay, here's a bee stinging me. And the bee will leave the stinger inside my skin.
But now does he die?
And now the bee will fly and she will die in a couple of hours. The venom sacs are still working and they're pumping more venom into my skin every second.
Oh.
So the trick is to remove the sac as quick as possible, like that.
So doesn't that hurt?
We get used to it.
The smell of the venom can make other bees sting too. That's in case there's a large animal attacking their hive.
If I was afraid that they might attack me, what I can do is I can put some smoke onto the same spot and that will camouflage the smell from the venom.
Bees make the honeycomb out of wax and then fill it up with the honey that they make.
This frame of honey is ready for extracting.
Okay.
Just remove some of the bees.
All right.
And then we're going to extract the honey.
I'm going to turn this into liquid honey. This machine shaves the wax off the honeycomb. This is the extractor. It spins so fast it throws the honey out of its cells. And then the honey is pumped into a straining tank,
which cleans it.
Honey's pumped into these jars and ready for the supermarket. Fresh honey made by Alicia, PMK style.
With a little help from some friendly bees.
Charlie gets the lowdown on where to find insects when they don't want to be found. The truth about bugs is out there later on Charlie's Tip.
Remember, they're more scared of you than you are of them. Ow!
What are parasites? Hi, welcome to Wild Wiggly World, the show that goes where other programs have the good taste not to. This week, parasites. Up to 3,000 different types of critters or parasites live in the human body, feeding off your food, flesh, and blood. Most of them are too small to see. However, there are some larger, nastier ones like tapeworms. Tapeworms can grow very long, up to 40 feet or 12 meters in length. These large parasites can sometimes be found in people's intestines, living off the food you eat. How do people get tapeworms? Uncooked pork, beef, and fish are a great source of tapeworm eggs. Pets can get worms too. They usually get them from fleas. People can also get fleas, usually from pets. Fleas live off people by sucking their blood. So do ticks. You can get ticks from woody, grassy areas. Ticks attach themselves to you by burying their heads in your skin. Head lice suck your blood, too. You get them from sharing hats, combs, or pillows. And although lice are relatively harmless, ticks and fleas can carry serious diseases like spotted fever, Lyme disease, and the plague. Well, that's all for now. See you next week on Wild Wiggly World.
This man is using bug radar. Farmers use it to tell when there are bugs on the way that can hurt their crops. The radar picks up the moisture in the insects' bodies. Each bug shows up as a dot on the screen. With bug radar, you only need to use pesticides when you know they're coming.
Shh, I'm on a mission to observe the squirmiest, the slimiest, creepy crawlies around. I'm on a hunt for bugs. For every person on Earth, there are 200 million insects. That's 1.26 trillion bugs on the planet. That's 17 zeros. They're everywhere. You just gotta know how to look. Now, here's one way. First, take a sheet. Now lay it beneath a small tree and shake those little critters out of hiding. And the bugs fall unharmed onto the sheet for your personal observation. Once you've had your fun, leave the bugs alone. They'll find their way back to the tree. You don't really want to take a sheet full of bugs home with you, do you? I mean, just imagine crawling into bed one night and just... Trees aren't the only places to find bugs. Look under rocks or rotting logs where it's damp. It's a nice place to visit, but I wouldn't want to live there. Another method for catching bugs is using a net. Now, I made mine out of a pillowcase, a coat hanger, and a broom handle. Sweep the net back and forth through the field. Check the net carefully. Some bugs may sting or bite. Remember, they're more scared of you than you are of them. Ow! Turn the net inside out. This will let you have a close look without getting stung or bitten. You can also throw a party for your tiny new friends. First, dig a hole, then put a pie plate in it. Spread some peanut butter and jam on the pie plate and dinner is served. Come and get it! Now wait a while, even overnight if you like, and see what kind of guests arrive. Huh. So, is everybody having a good time? Can I get anybody anything? So, you can shake trees, look under rocks and logs, or use a net. Personally, my favorite is the peanut butter and jam trick. Not only do you get to see all different kinds of bugs, but if you get hungry, you can make yourself a sandwich. I don't remember using crunchy peanut butter. Just remember to keep your sandwich wrapped up tightly.
Ruth, Tyler?
That's the enemy. Our mission is to find and destroy every single cockroach infesting this place. Cockroaches have been creeping around the earth for 300 million years. Back then, they got crushed by the foot of a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Today, it's Tyler's foot. But foot power isn't enough to get rid of cockroaches. That's why PMK has brought in some extra artillery. Ruth is an expert cockroach killer.
Tyler, I'm an exterminator.
That's so cool! Now imagine being able to call your mom...
Dun, dun, dun!
The exterminator.
Finding cockroaches is tough because they're nocturnal.
What does that mean?
Well, that means they're most active at night. You don't often see them during the day. And also, they move very quickly, up to 3 miles an hour. They can sense vibrations. When you enter a room or cause air movement, their antennae pick it up and they run.
A young cockroach can squeeze through cracks as narrow as a dime. Adults can squeeze through cracks as narrow as a quarter. You have to think like a cockroach in order to find one. Get down on the ground, look in dark, moist, warm places, like under the sink or in the bathroom. Ouch! Oh, it's a good thing I'm wearing this hard hat. Otherwise, I'd have brain damage. By the way, cockroaches also have brains, but unlike us, they don't just have them in their heads. It's spread throughout its body. That's why if you cut off the head of a cockroach, it can still live until it starves or dies of thirst. That could take up to a week.
This is flushing agent. It's like giving the roach an electric shock. The roach will run out of its home, jitter and shake, flip over on its back, kick up its legs, and die.
Cockroaches are a health hazard. They're covered with bacteria. Everything they touch could get infected. So if you eat something that a cockroach has rubbed against, chances are you'll get sick.
Well,
We won that war.
Not just yet, Tyler. One pair of cockroaches can have up to 100,000 young in their lifetime, so we have to have some insurance.
100,000 babies?
Yeah, so what we're going to do now is put down bait. It's a poison that cockroaches eat. They digest it, take it home, poop, and their young will eat the poisoned poop.
So they're like poisoned poop cannibals?
Yeah.
Cockroaches will eat anything. Well, when they're not chowing down on their own poop, they like to eat sweets, grease, cheese, and beer. They use their mouths not only to taste, but also to smell, which makes it a nose, too.
Imagine eating with your nose.
Its mouth moves from side to side, not up and down like ours. Well, in our war against the cockroaches, looks like we won. This time.
Tyler, you did such a great job. I thought I'd give you this. It's a Madagascar hissing cockroach.
What? This could be their leader. Give it to me. Ow.
Well, that's all the time we have this week.
I was a little freaked at first, but the insectarium was fun.
I think they liked having us, too. They said they wish we didn't have to go.
You know, you'd think having a giant pin stuck through your stomach would hurt a little more.
Oh, see you next time on Popular Mechanics for Kids.
Later.
Bye.
See ya.